T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're talking with Lieutenant John Edwards. And, Lieutenant, what's going on this morning on the Mississippi River near the Luling Bridge?
Well, as you know, the tug collisions yesterday resulted in 4 people being in the water, one of which was recovered by a Good Samaritan. So the search operations, the search and rescue operations, are continuing on today in search for the other 3.
Were you able to search overnight in the darkness, or was it something that had to wait until first light this morning?
Well, we did have assets on scene all night. Of course, the search is a bit limited due to the lack of light, but we were on site all night long and continuing to search with assets today.
Lieutenant, for those who didn't hear over the weekend, what happened to cause this tug to sink?
Well, the actual cause is under investigation at this point, so anything I would be able to guess at would be pure speculation. But the nuts and bolts of it is that 2 tugs, one upbound, one downbound on the Mississippi River near Luling, collided. And as a result, one of the tugs sank.
Many people hear that there were 3 people still on one of those tugs when it went down, and they wonder, well, how long do you continue searching in hopes that someone may still be alive?
We continue searching for as long as we possibly can. I mean, the Coast Guard the search and rescue operators out there continue to have hope, and we will search for as long as we believe that they still have a possibility of survival. And right now, we're still searching.
The Mississippi River was closed after this incident. What is the status of the river now?
That, I don't have an update on this morning, but I believe that where we left off yesterday, they were closed from mile marker 121 to 123, but I believe that the vessel traffic system is trying to work out a plan to get vessels through with some restrictions, and basically we're trying to get the river back to normal operating.
Lieutenant, anything else the public should know as this operation continues on the Mississippi River near Luling?
Well, the Coast Guard worked great with the Emergency Operations Center and our local partners there in Luling, and, of course, the St. Charles Parish. And it's an unfortunate incident, and we're lucky to have such good partners to help us in times like this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.